week's episode of Drinking Religiously is brought to you by Holy Ghostbusters.
If you have a pesky spiritual entities parading around your house, or you're struggling with your religiosity, who are you going to call?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John at Holy Ghostbusters. They'll take care of the problem in 3 days, or your money back.
Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Drinking Religiously.
Yeah.
The official podcast of Hera the Dogma. It's once again time to probe religion with logic and what we're drinking here on the table today. A whole lot of liquor.
We are
a lot of liquor into this
evening,
folks. So just pay attention and we're going to have some fun here. I'm your host, Eli Shadovich, and with me as always is Brandon Fontenot.
That's me.
That's you over there.
That's me, yeah.
Let's move this. Okay, yeah. We're buying a new microphone so that we don't have to keep jury-rigging.
And I'm drunk enough to talk loud enough now, so.
See, that's good.
Exactly.
See? You're out of your shell. You're out of your shell.
I can put the mask on and, like, scream and shit.
No, we don't want that.
Yeah.
We don't want to scream.
Scare.
Because right now we've got a little Zalman lapel mic strapped to Darth Malgus, an end of his lightsaber. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
All right, so here we go. We're back.
That wasn't that funny.
It wasn't that funny.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is good.
Yeah, it is.
So, Brandon.
Eli.
What would Jesus drink?
He would drink Elysian's Omen, because it's fucking good.
It's part of the 12 Beers of the Apocalypse out of Elysian Brewing Company in Oregon, if I'm not mistaken. And, it's a Belgian raspberry stout, which is pretty darn tasty.
Good, yeah.
And if I could see without my glasses, I think this is 9%. Nope, 7.2%.
Yeah, you suck.
But we've had like 17 beers that are 9%.
Yeah.
So we are riding the wave of drunkiosity.
Drunkiosity, that's an awesome word.
Patented, trademarked.
Yeah, fuck you.
Patent
bitches.
Pending. So don't use it.
Oh yeah, look at that, even burping.
Okay, so the first thing we're going to get into today, we got, what, 3 or 4 quick hits?
I have a question. Where the fuck have we been?
Sick.
Yeah.
Your kids were sick.
My kids are sick. You were sick.
I was sick. My wife was sick. We had the holidays. I think we turned out Jesus was smiting us. He was laying down the smack on us for talking to whole kinds of shit and rebellion.
For speaking the truth,
yeah.
Represent?
Exactly. Ooh, God dang, look at you go.
Yeah, no, I've had more this time than we've had any other. Which isn't true, because we drank the 4 fucking 9% the first one we did.
But we have been drinking for three hours. Before this
taping.
I've had
4 or 5 beers.
And we have a live studio audience.
We do.
This episode.
Yay!
Nay, nay. Woo! Who will chime in if she thinks that we're talking smack or whatever, or just wants to add something. So we're good. We got a couple of things. We've been gone for, what, almost a month? Yeah,
been
a month.
Shit.
It's been a month. I think December 17th was our last episode. We've got several things to cover, so let's just dive in and quit talking bullshit. So the first thing is I came across a link on IO9. That I thought was pretty damn interesting because, what are you laughing about?
I came across.
Oh man!
Yeah,
really,
dude? It's
is that
it's,
how your mind's gonna work in this episode?
It's
I came
done.
Across.
I came across.
Okay, all right.
I came across your face. She liked it. All
right. So the headline is scientific evidence that you probably don't have free will. Now. Reading this article, we both, I think, came to the same conclusion that it was kind of esoteric. It was, okay,
yeah,
there's nothing
there. I like what they found. In really easy terms, what they said was your mind decides what you're going to do before you do it, and you have the option to stop it.
Okay.
That's what they said, and It's a cool thing. It's very interesting. And what I was telling you before we started recording was I really want to see them hook this shit up to somebody that wants to kill someone. And see what it does then. I mean, because that's really when you're talking about free will, let's see what when this guy decides he wants to kill. And who knows? Maybe our brains are telling us all the time, kill this motherfucker, and we stop it.
Okay. I get where you're going at. And that would be free will. Because you could stop it.
Well, that's not what they're saying. They're actually saying you can stop it.
Right. So,
but your brain predetermines, like my hand moving here, my brain predetermined that.
Right.
My brain is doing that.
Hundreds of a millisecond before it.
And so that's what they're saying is that we don't necessarily have free the word penis right there.
Oh my God, you're going to get that sidetracked. Okay.
Yeah. I really want to see him hooked up to somebody that is thinking of killing someone and just see what it looks like.
Okay. So, in general, they came to the conclusion that the studies were flawed, that because they could not reproduce it. And that is the basic tenet of science, is it has to be testable and reproducible. So you can test it on a certain number of factors, and it will always have the same outcome. But they couldn't do that with this, was the problem. This one study said, hey, this is what we found, that the brain subconsciously gathers it and finds it, and it gets it before your conscious does. So you don't really have free will. But then you can stop it. So that means you have free will.
That's what I gathered from it.
Right.
I mean, that really does mean you have free will. I mean,
right.
It doesn't prove that you don't.
Right. Exactly. Which is what the original study said. But as I was reading it, I started thinking about it. Okay, so basically, we're never, unless an extraterrestrial lands on the planet in Washington, D.C. and says, hey, I'm your god that you worshipped 6,000 years ago.
We're going to kill it. Someone's going to kill it.
We're going to try.
They're going to try.
But barring
Mitt
that.
Mitt Romney's going to do it.
Okay, sure. Well, no, maybe not.
No, because he's a Mormon.
Because he believes that.
He's a Mormon.
Yeah, right. He believes in that weird science fiction bullshit anyway.
Tom Cruise will be there to greet him.
Right. He'll be the ambassador for Scientology.
Like that dude on Mars Attacks.
Yes, exactly.
That was just on the other night.
So barring the arrival of an extraterrestrial, there's no way we're going to ever be able to prove that there's a god or there's...
Well, you say barring the arrival of an extraterrestrial, I mean... What if God shows up?
Okay, God as in the, like written in the Bible.
Yeah.
On a cloud.
Yeah.
With archangels singing.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
I mean if we're being completely open minded.
Okay.
I mean,
sure.
There is another alternative to what you're saying.
Okay. the trumpet's blaring in the rapture and he comes back in a big chariot or whatever if he comes back in. Okay, so barring some extraordinary event that just blows us out of the water, we are never going to be able to prove that there's a God.
I would agree.
Okay, so what if science goes in through, like, a back door? And
it ain't happening.
Why? What do you think?
No back door access here, buddy.
I knew you were going with that. I knew you were going to pull out something like that. So, okay.
That's what she said.
So, what if science goes about proving something else that undercuts some of the premises of the Bible, such as isn't the whole thing with God and Christianity and Adam and Eve the whole free will thing? So, what if they did actually prove that we do not have free will? If science got around to literally proving that we did not have free will, or some other weird thing, but let's just keep it in the context of this article.
If science got around to proving that we didn't have free will, you're gonna have two camps. You're gonna have the camp of the hardcore religious people that say you're stupid, you're wrong,
right? Because they don't believe fact anyway.
You're gonna have the camp of people that say, okay, I'm gonna go fucking kill someone, and then you can't do anything to me because I don't have free will.
Oh, good point. That's a good point. But isn't that one of the basic tenets of Christianity is that we had free will and we fucked it up? So if it was proven that we didn't have, yeah, if eating the apple, exactly, in original sin. So if it was proven that we don't have free will, that obliterates Christianity. It obliterates that entire premise.
Does it obliterate Christianity, or does it obliterate...
I think it obliterates all religion.
Yahweh. I mean, Yahweh is as God, as, right. as we know it, as the Christian, the Christ Father, Christ God, the Jews' God.
Right.
Yeah, it goes so far as the Muslims' God.
Yeah. I mean, they're all pretty much the same.
You know, we're not going to bring Buddha and that stuff into this as of yet. I mean, that's a little bit different.
That is different, yes.
I think it kind of does.
Yeah, I agree. So if 10, 15,
what does that do to society? I mean,
that opens up a can of worms. It opens up because of the thing you said. Because I'm going to kill somebody, but I don't have free will. I couldn't control it.
Right.
It'll get ugly. Yeah. It would get dramatically ugly fast.
It might even be the. What Josh talking about, the singularity thing. I mean, that might be the thing that changes
the tipping
humanity.
Point
that might be the thing that changes humanity.
Good point. So, what do you guys think? I mean, if it was proven that we don't have free will, that takes out hammer fist, kempo, karate.
That was actually a punch, but thank you.
Okay, whatever. That pretty much takes a... Ow. God damn.
Oh, shit. You're going to fucking get a bruise and bleed out?
Yeah, I'm going to bleed.
God, yeah. I just killed Eli, guys.
Thanks for showing up. Goodbye. So that pretty much disproves the basic tenet of Christianity and religion in general. Is we don't have free will, then the original sin and all that did not happen.
That's not even Christianity. That's just this God. I mean, that's Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Judaism is First Testament. Old Testament.
I was going, what are you... Old Testament, New Testament. Oh, well, yeah, we're both drunk. We're all drunk. All right, so let us know what you think. I mean, are we on to something? I mean, does not...
We're on something.
We're on something, yeah. Does that not mean what it means? I mean, if we don't have free will, then that erases, for sure, the original sin and the Adam and Eve and the whole snake and the thing.
That's, if that is ever proven, that is mind-blown, we're done.
We're done.
We're done.
That's one of those things that would undermine... It would be like pulling the rug out from underneath
humanity. There
would be
so many people that would just take it and run with it and just
stupid. Oh, yeah. For sure.
I said two camps. You would have three camps. You'd have the people that are hardcore religious and say you're wrong. You'd have the people that are going to go out and kill someone and say, well, I don't have free will, so I was destined to do that. You have the camp of people of the free thinkers. I mean, that's what we consider ourselves. We consider ourselves free thinkers.
Right, we're free thinkers.
And we would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck just happened? Holy shit, what's going to happen?
Grab your gun, Annie, and run
it's,
for the
it's,
hills.
I mean, it's a whole
new... It would be
a
collapse of society.
It would.
It would be a collapse of society.
It absolutely would.
I think so. What do you think?
Walking Dead.
Yeah, people would freak out. It'd be like zombie apocalypse.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's shooting to kill, pretty much. All right, well, I think we beat that dead horse.
That was a quick hit.
It was a quick hit for all of 15 minutes.
Yeah, look at that.
Quick hit. Okay, the next couple are going to be quick hits. So back in September, Harvard Theological... Well, no, I take that back. Some scholar at... where was it? Karen King from Harvard... So, Harvard found or came into possession of a papyrus fragment that discusses...
See, this isn't going to be quick.
Jesus' wife. It said, Jesus said to them, my wife. It's very small. It's 1.5 inches by 3 inches.
That's what she said.
It was...
Damn.
Fucker. So there's this parchment that has to be dated, and it was given to the Harvard Theological Review to do a study on.
Is that Aramaic?
It's Coptic. Actually.
Which is ancient Egyptian.
And they're putting it around the 4th century, if I remember reading this right. So they were supposed to do a review on it to see if this thing was legit, if it was forged, because a lot of that goes on over there, and it's, you know, high property value kind of stuff.
So speaking on that, I'm just going to jump in here real quick. The guy that owns it, it's a private collector. He has this fragment, and he contacted Miss King, I think, if I remember. Forgive me, I drink a lot. And just kept contacting, and she's like, whatever, fuck you. You know, I don't care.
Originally.
And then finally he, for whatever reason, got a hold of her. So that, in my head, makes me think a little bit that it's fake.
Right,
because he was so adamant in getting her to check this because
he wanted it legitimized.
Because his buddy said, "Oh, hey, it says something about Jesus' wife." Talking about the possibility of it being counterfeit, and so that jumped in my head.
But I mean, the big thing is, it says that Jesus said to them, "My wife," so it's implying that he was married. That's the big deal about this.
Is a bitch. Jesus said to them, my wife is a bitch.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's very small piece. It's fragmented. It doesn't stretch out. It doesn't have complete sentences. But it definitely implies that Jesus had a wife.
What the fuck? What the fuck? Jesus had a wife?
Right. I mean, okay, is Dan Brown right? Was Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code the real deal?
Of course. You think it's fake? That's a documentary.
Of course it is.
If they can prove, and that's the back part of this, is, you know, they were supposed to have something official this month,
right?
And they don't.
They postponed it.
Because they're trying to get more testing done. And I told you earlier, I said there's three outcomes. It's going to be declared false. It's going to be destroyed,
right?
Or it's dead as it is. There's no further that it's going to happen.
It'll just drop off, basically, just evaporate.
Right.
There
will be no further testing.
Nothing.
They just will want it to
die out.
Right.
Now, that implies to me that there's a conspiracy theory going on. If nothing else is done, and it is not legitimized by, or at least examined by at least a half a dozen different people from different sciences and different religions.
Well, even then, you're going to get people saying, oh, it says this, it says that. You're going to get different...
Well, the thing to me is, I want to know if it was written when it was written. Is that a legitimate piece of papyrus from that time period? Is the language legitimate from that time period? Was the ink legitimate? Because we can easily test all that.
Right. Maybe this was the 4th century version of Penthouse Forums. And Jesus said, my wife is a bitch.
Fifty Shades of Grey.
My wife did this to me. Jesus said, my wife did this. Jesus said, my wife is a whore. I mean, Jesus said, my wife went down
that,
me
that's
like
part
nobody
of the problem
business.
Is, yeah, that's part of the problem. That's not complete. But we can at least carbon date it. And even... Oh my God, this has gone off on some weird.
Yep, I told you this is gonna be the worst one yet.
No, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
We haven't even talked about our shirts yet.
No, we're wearing. Oh my gosh, don't derail me, because I'll forget what I was talking about. Okay, so even if the time period is legitimized and it's carbon dated and it comes up to the 4th century, we're still talking about almost 400 years after Christ. So we know that some of the apocryphal books were written at the same time period, the ones that didn't make it in to the Bible, because they were written so far after it that they can't trace a chain of custody kind of thing.
And we know, and I'm fairly certain we know this, that these men chose what books went in. Even back, what was it? 50 years is determined the first gospel was written.
Yeah,
right?
I think Paul.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the church determined what went in. So, I mean, we have these gospels that have been found that fall in the same with this guy.
Right.
Sorry, I derailed you.
No, that's good. Because it points to there's a lot of discrepancy as to who wrote. I mean, there's even discrepancy as to who wrote the original manuscripts. They're not even entirely sure that it was written by Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Well, God wrote it.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you go by that, yeah. It was inspired by God and whatever. So I think the thing is that even as early as the 4th century, there was sects of Christians that thought that Jesus...
Why are we talking about sex?
Sect. S-E-C-T-S.
Oh.
Groups of Christians, you douchebag, that thought that Jesus was married. Or at least, you know, had a wife. And that, even that is pretty ground-shattering because it throws a wrench into
Catholicism.
I mean, that's
right.
I mean, if it's any indication, is oral tradition always precedes written tradition.
Oral's
great. So it's how long before they wrote it down was this actually talked about? How far back did that go? And that's the we'll never know. I mean, obviously we'll never know. But it's interesting that as early as the 4th century, they were talking about this. So it had to... They wrote it down. So it had to be before that that they were talking about it. And it just... It's a whole paradigm shift into what Jesus was. I think he lived. I think he was a real person. I'm not entirely sure he was the person that was written down. So this goes into that.
We're jumping tracks here because then I'm going to bring up Mithra. And
of course.
So, I mean, you think Jesus was real and
I think he lived.
Was just a guy who maybe was, for lack of a better term, a preacher. We won't say a prophet.
Right.
He said, do this, do that, in my Father's name, blah, 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 whatever. And then they said, okay, this guy was pretty cool, but this Mithra guy was cooler. Is that what you're thinking?
I wasn't specifically thinking of Mithra, but I was...
I mean, because
that's at the same time frame.
You and I have both talked about there. I mean, there's the book, the 16 previous saviors.
Yes,
and there's stories that coincide with Jesus.
Yeah, Christianity plagiarized a boatload of things into their doctrine from other previously existing belief systems, whether it be Jesus Christ born on, you know, born of a virgin, you know, blah, blah, blah. All that, there's nothing original about Christianity or Judaism or even Muslim. Because they borrow some of their shit from previous religions that they tweaked, edited, and revamped for their own thing. That is unquestionably a fact. So then
believing, I mean, there's some people that don't believe Jesus existed at all.
Right. There's some proof of that. I mean, there's proof for everything. I mean, if you dig it far enough, there's proof for everything.
See right here.
Because
Jesus' wife is a bitch.
Well, there
you go. Because she's got us going off on this fucking...
There we go. So there we go. Okay, so now we're we're 25 minutes into the show and we're not even halfway through our script.
We don't have a script. We have notes.
We have talking points.
Longest podcast ever.
It's Josh! Josh is back in the house. Josh! So now we have two people in our live studio audience.
That's like wide open, whatever.
We're waiting. We're going to talk about this again when they come back with a verification because we're going to throw in conspiracy theory.
If they ever.
Because it would be detrimental to the Catholic Church if they came back and said, oh, guess what? This was written in the 4th century. And, oh, this is a legitimate piece of papyrus written in that time frame.
I say, that's 400 years after he lived. Fuck.
Well, so were a bunch of the books that, you know, were written afterwards anyway.
No, but that's... Yeah.
It would throw a wrench in things. So we'll come back to it when they come out with something.
That's not
if they don't
right now.
No, it's not important. A new season of Ancient Aliens has started.
All right. You know what? I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens.
But it's aliens.
Hey, before we go any further, one of the guys on Ancient Aliens, Philip Coppens, died in...
Oh, good.
Right?
Good point.
Before Christmas, I think.
No, was it?
After Christmas?
It was right after Christmas. Right after New Year.
It was a very quick... He got some rare form of cancer, very quick illness, died quick. You know, we're going to knock those guys a little bit here and there, but, you know, anyone that dies, we want to send condolences to his family.
For sure.
You know, we enjoy the show, and it's one of those things where, you know, he had quite an insight, and he was legitimate in what he did, and again, we...
He wasn't as weird as some of the other guys on the show.
Wasn't as weird as Supalos, but... Yeah, we love you, Supalos. So, anyway, we want to sing controls to this family.
Yep.
But yeah, there's a new season started up. They talked about Einstein last night.
Yeah, they're... Rehashed. We did an article on the website Friday. So, we recap first couple of episodes. We dive into it. There's some weirdness on the show. They jump to conclusions. But... It's still...
Do you think they use the mat from Office Space?
Probably. Probably got it straight from the set. You jackass. They jump to conclusions a lot. Their leaps in logic are pretty astounding.
Well, that's why the meme exists, that, you know, it's... I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens.
It's always aliens. That's their go-to card, which, you know, it's called Ancient Aliens. So we're going to go into this on another episode. I mean, because there's some actually pretty interesting things that they go into. But go check out the website, the article that we posted. Go check out our Facebook page, because we interact on there more, because it's just a better forum to be able to communicate.
Believe it or not, there's some awesome people.
Yes.
That are engaging in open discussion and not being fucking morons.
And they're Christians.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I mean. It's just open discussion. It's like, hey, I believe this. Hey, I believe that. Hey, I believe this. Hey, I believe that. Hey, this is why. This is why. And it's just like, oh my God, people are not calling people stupid atheists,
right.
Fuck nuggets, whatever the hell they call
them. We don't have militant trolls from both sides of the fence on our site, apparently. It's cool.
Yeah.
We can actually talk about it and exchange ideas. We've got a bunch of people that are Christians that have a different view of things. They're not the dyed-in-the-wool Christians that believe everything in the Bible. There's
right.
a couple of people that believe in evolution that are Christians.
We got an archaeologist?
Yes, we got an archaeologist.
I like that.
Legitimate archaeologist that did that for a living. And it's good discussion. It's good discussion. Speaking of that, segueing into some of the discussion we've had on our Facebook page, Brandon, not you.
Not me.
The other Brandon
yeah.
that I've been talking about or
he's
talking with.
He's much cooler than I am.
No, he's cool. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, no, he's cool.
We got into a discussion about evolution. We are actually going to turn what I was writing into an episode, and it might be even the next one. And we're going to get the archaeologist on the phone, if I can ever figure out how to do Skype with the recording.
Really?
It sounds
right.
Well, I can do Skype. I just can't get it that it records right, you douchebag. Sounds like a tin can.
If only there was, like, copper lines that ran between here and there. We'd call them a fucking phone.
Don't you work for a fucking...
I do. You want a VoIP phone? I can get you one.
Maybe we can do that.
Well,
hello?
Suck. You had Comcast. It would suck.
Oh, well, shit. So anyway, Brandon, we're working on it. I'm not ditching you. We're going to turn this into a full-fledged entire episode. But I went down the rabbit hole on doing research, because that's what I do, and I ended up going from one thing to one thing to one thing, and I found other things. And so we're gonna try to pull in a bunch of different people and have an actual like roundtable discussion about all of
that. You know what we can do?
What?
You know what we can do? No shit. We can set up a conference bridge.
Okay.
Everyone call in and yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you, tech whiz.
I can do that.
Okay, let's do that. So we're going to do that. Just don't know when.
Yeah.
you know, might be a month from now, might be a couple weeks from now.
Couple years.
Super Bowl's coming up, so that's the next time we're going to get together.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's quite a while.
It's only a couple weeks.
Well, I guess it's like 3 weeks. 2 weeks.
February 3rd.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe we'll do it on that weekend. All right, so here is
yeah,
the
no,
main...
we're not doing it that weekend.
No?
No.
Okay.
Maybe the one after that.
All right, maybe the one after that. Oh, we're doing good on time. We're only 31 minutes in.
All right.
See?
We get to talk
now
about gays.
We're getting to the big giant discuss... What did you...
I said now we get to talk about gays.
Oh, kind of. Kind of.
And then I looked at Renee.
All right, we said we were going to talk about this when the time was right. And now that it has passed, what, a month? Newtown shootings.
About a month. Yeah, well, it was a month since our last show.
Yeah. So the Newtown shootings we're gonna talk about a little bit because some of the religious right-wing douchebag nut jobs out there are spouting a bunch of crap.
So who are we talking about first?
First one up is going to be James Dobson, who used to be the head of Focus on the Family right here in our own Colorado Springs area.
No.
Oh, yes. In our own hometown. So good old James blames the gays.
And abortion.
And abortion for the massacre. Now, I'm not even going to dignify reading the rest of this article. Because it's from Addicting Info, which is another one of the websites that we love to keep tabs on, because they love to call out people like we do. But
you know what? You know what? No. I think let's read this. Let me read it.
All right.
This is a quote.
All right.
From Dr. James Dobson.
Doctor,
our country really does seem in complete disarray. I'm not talking politically. I'm not talking about the result of the November 6th election. I'm saying that something has gone wrong in America and that we have turned our back on God. I mean, millions of people have decided that God doesn't exist or he's irrelevant to me, and we have killed 54 million babies in the and the institution of marriage is right on the verge of complete redefinition. Believe me, that is going to have consequences too. Oh, shit. What happened? He didn't say that.
Maybe he should have.
All right, here we're starting James Dobson again. And a lot of these things are happening around us. And somebody is going to get mad at me for saying what I'm about to say right now.
We are.
But I'm going to give you my honest opinion. Honest opinion, people! I think we have turned our back on the Scripture and on God Almighty, and I think he has allowed judgment to fall upon us. I think that's what's going on.
Wow.
End quote. Fuck you.
First of all, yeah. Fuck you very much.
What? Really? Abortions and gays. Abortions and gays are the reason some guy shot up a fucking school?
So basically what he is saying, because of gays and abortion, his God...
What's even better?
To decide...
They're not linked.
No, but let me finish. They're not linked at all. But gays, and he pointed it out, gays and abortion, his God is exacting vengeance on little children.
Yeah.
Not gays, or the people that make abortions or have abortions.
Maybe the teachers
had little
abortions.
School kids.
And so they killed the kids.
Little school kids.
Or maybe he needed angels.
That's
a little later in the show, but
maybe. But still, that's horseshit. That he is blaming those two random things, and then his God is taking vengeance on those people out on little kids.
Dr. Dobson, what if the people whose children died were good, God-fearing Christians?
Well, not who cares if they were or not. According to the Bible,
why didn't God protect them?
According to the Bible, children are innocent.
True.
They are the only innocent souls ever.
My soul there.
So why did he allow some nut job to exact vengeance on 21 kids? 20 kids?
20 kids.
20 children. Innocent children. Bullshit. It's bullshit. Dobson is full of shit. Is basically All I'm going to say about that. What, do you have more?
I'm reading more.
I mean, he quotes a Bible.
You
know, it's like a biblical text.
Well, I mean,
his
next one kind of ties into what he's saying. Justify is not the word I want to use, but that's how he justifies what he's saying. And I quote, We get all up in arms about 20 children being shot in a daycare. It was a school.
It was a school, for one.
But we don't give one good glory rip about the 4,000 that were removed violently from the wombs of their mothers.
Oh, my God.
The same day.
Hey. James, what about all the people that were killed in the Inquisition and the Crusades?
Oh, that's okay. Because they weren't. Huh? They didn't believe
what?
In Christ.
What happened? What happened? What about the Inquisition and the Crusades? Fuck off. Yeah.
I'm not going to read any more of his shit.
Douchebag. Okay, because we're going to read more about another guy.
What, okay.
Does Josh have something? Oh, Josh has something to say. What do you got?
Isn't it all just semantics about what age it's actually acceptable to start killing a human being?
Good point.
I mean, you can abort someone in the third trimester or the 300th trimester.
Doesn't matter.
There was a South Park episode on that.
Cartman's
mom slept with Clinton.
No.
it's basically a discussion about when is it right to start killing people.
Right.
Pick your poison.
Absolutely. I agree. Totally. 100%. It just doesn't matter. It's just irrelevant. It's semantics, like you were saying. Just total semantics.
I mean, we're gonna keep going. This is our big topic.
This is our big topic. So the next douchebag. we're gonna say something.
No, I'm just gonna. We're gonna keep going to this, and it's gonna evolve in this whole discussion. I'll leave it at that.
It's gonna get ugly.
I don't know if it's gonna get ugly.
Oh, it's gonna get. So, the next douchebag we're going to talk about...
There's four of us in here. I think we're all in fucking agreement. So.
I think we are. Christian radio host Brian Fisher took to his American Family Association radio... Isn't that an insurance company? American Family Association?
American Family Insurance.
Okay. Radio show, and he is blaming the Newtown shootings because we took prayer out of the classroom.
Yay, this is my favorite.
Yeah? Go for it. Dive in.
Really? Really. It's like Saturday Night Live. Really? Really. I bring my point I made on the previous guy. What if the parents, I don't know for a fact, what if the parents of the children that died, I'm shaking the microphone, were Christians? What if they believed that their children should be praying in school? You're saying that because the government said we shouldn't pray in school, God allowed this man to kill their children. These good Christian people. Assumption. I'm assuming this, but really, man, are you fucking insane?
He is. Well, he is. That's the answer. Yes. Yes, he is insane. Because he asks, where was God when all of this went down? Oh, hey, guess what? He didn't care. He didn't care because it didn't exist.
Here's the bottom line. God is not going to go where he is not wanted. Just because the government doesn't want him there, just because there's some people in the government that said, we're not going to have prayer in school, that doesn't mean the children that were killed, their parents didn't want prayer in school. How do you know that?
Here is one of the biggest misconceptions about the founding of the United States. Is our country was not built on Christianity. It was not founded on Christianity. It was founded on the freedom from religion. The founding fathers were either deists who believed in a god, or they were agnostic and didn't believe in any god.
Let's go even further back. The pilgrims were running from being forced into Christianity.
It was a freedom from religion. That was
they
what this country was founded
from
in.
From the Church of England,
yes, exactly.
Who was Christian.
Yep.
They were running from it.
Yes.
How can you say this country was founded?
It was not. It is a fallacy. And this is something we've said on the show before, is if you say it enough times, it becomes true.
Like Eli is a penis. It is believed Eli is a penis.
Or that.
Do you believe Eli is a penis?
Well, I've seen it enough times.
See? Thank you. Thank you. Cheers. Cheers. Very well. Very nice. Thank you. Thank you for the validation.
Thank you.
If you say it enough times, it becomes a fact. This country was not founded on Christianity. It was not founded on God. In God we trust. That didn't come around until...
50s.
Yeah. The 1950s.
Yeah.
Not the 1850s or the 1750s. This was not a Christian country. It was not. Go do the research, please, because we have.
So Fisher goes on to say, God, this guy's a whack job.
Oh, he's more wacky than Dobson.
And I quote, God would be glad to say to us, hey, I'd be glad to protect your children, but you've got to invite me back into your world first. I'm not going to go where I'm not wanted. I am a gentleman.
Really?
Okay, so Fisher, tell me this. If for some unknown reason, church and state were merged again, God, that would be a horrible place.
Yes, it would.
And we said prayer in school, and some guys shut up to school. What would your excuse be then?
Yeah,
what would it be?
Because it would happen.
Yeah, I'm playing what ifs, all right?
It would happen.
I'm playing what ifs, but what would you say? What would be the excuse?
Gays and Jews.
And abortion.
Or
gays,
abortion.
Jews and abortion.
Or, you know, yeah, whatever. Whatever the choice of the week
was. Speaking of Jews, we're big time on Christianity. We need to start fucking... We need to make some Muslims mad.
We do. We need to find a Muslim.
You may have already pissed off Messianic Jews.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We're probably just confused. Anyway.
Okay, because, you know, we're not... We're done with Fisher for now. Because now we're going to go on to Rick Perry.
Governor of Texas. He is the governor of the great state of Texas.
The other fallout of this whole thing, besides stupid right-wing Christian fanatics blaming shit for what happened, other than blaming the actual psychotic weirdo shooter. I mean, that's the thing, is everybody jumps on the bandwagon to blame... What? I thought it was at christianmingle.com. they're quick to blame everything and everybody except for the person that did the actual shooting. Can we not just get back to basics here and blame the people who actually did the act? Please. So Rick Perry, this just came out, what, last week? Yes, this last week. The other fallout of this is the whole assault gun thing. Gun banning and control and taking assault weapons off of market and all of that hokey bullshit. He says,
let's
not do gun control. Prayer will keep children safe from violence.
True.
Prayer.
Didn't you know that?
Prayer. Praying, doing something, talking to a fable. Talking to a big giant man in the sky that has no concern for us, who's never shown anything, who can't be proven. Let's pray for the little children.
You know, this actually brings up, you posted an article on the Facebook page, maybe even on our website, about the mom who brought their kids up.
Right.
Not believing
in God.
That was
awesome.
And one
from
of the
CNN,
things she said
CNN.
Was, you know, I see people praying for... To win a game,
right?
You know, I'm praying for. They pray for stupid stuff, but yet there's children that I assume there are children that are Christians in this world that are starving to death,
right?
Because they have nothing to eat.
Absolutely.
That are praying for food and their prayers are not answered.
Right.
I mean, it's really Rick Perry. I'm all on SNL tonight. Really?
It goes
you
back
fucking
to
idiot.
It goes back to what the Bible says about. Children being basically innocent.
Yeah,
they have not made up their minds to be evil. They have not made up their minds to reject Christ or God or any of that. They are innocent souls. And why is your God exacting so much vengeance against all of these children around the globe? Not just Newtown. Let's go to the third world countries where they're all dying from malnutrition.
I'm playing devil's advocate here.
Okay, do it.
God's not punishing the children.
No?
God's punishing the parents.
Oh, see, there we go.
There you go.
That's
there's
awesome.
There's the out. There's
yeah,
the out.
There's
God's
the out.
Punishing the parents. The children are little angels in heaven now.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah, because that makes me feel fucking good.
Yeah. Excellent.
I have kids. You kill my kids, I'm coming for you.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to see vengeance? If you don't fucking kill yourself, I'm coming for you.
Yeah, vengeance?
And if you kill yourself, I'm coming for someone else. Yeah, yeah, vengeance. You know, what's the
that's
Pulp
human.
Fiction? And I rain down upon thee. Yeah, motherfucker, I'm coming for you. So, yeah, let's... Hey, Rick Perry, why don't you pray for that?
Yeah. I just... These people in
places. You know what? You know what, though? Reading this here, he actually has a good point.
All right, what?
As a free people, let us choose what kind of people we would be. Yeah, whatever. Laws, the only redoubt of secularism will not suffice. It's true. Laws make no fucking...
No,
make
that's
no
true.
Because the guy that shot up the school...
will get a gun.
He broke every fucking law in the book to do it.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what laws are there.
Hey, guess what? He can just as easily build a pipe bomb and set 7 of them off in the school, and maybe he would have killed more.
And buy everything he needs at Home Depot.
Right. Literally.
Lowe's, fuck you, Home Depot.
Yeah, literally. I mean, here... If you take guns away, the unlawful people will still get them. And if somebody is determined to kill X number of people at X number of places, they are going to do it. They are going to find a way to carry out their plans. Gun control is not the answer. Praying is not the answer. Trotting these motherfuckers off to when they don't kill themselves, trotting them out to the back door and shooting them in the head and being done with them and putting the fear of, for lack of a better term, the fear of God into the criminals, that will do it. Praying is not going to do anything. Praying to a fairy tale God is not going to do it.
Gun control is going to do nothing.
No, gun control is
going to do nothing. England has... civilians can't own guns and people still die by guns.
Right. Look at Prohibition. Yeah. That didn't stop drinking.
No, it made
it
more.
In fact, it created the mafia.
Yep. Way to go, United States.
Well, it didn't create
nation,
the mafia.
Nation
it created the mafia principles. In the United States.
Nation founded by Christian principles.
Right, right. Exactly.
What about that same week as Newtown, there was a guy in China who attacked...
Oh, yeah, with like a knife.
With a knife.
With a knife.
Right.
Yeah.
Knife control.
He took Battle Royale to the next level.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Kudos to the record.
They're going to always find a way to... carry out their plans. Doesn't matter. Westboro Baptist Church even chimed in.
Yay!
Here. And we're only going to briefly mention them because we don't want to give them a whole lot of PR. Oh my God. That is brilliant. Okay, sorry. We got sidetracked. I might have to edit this section out. I might have to actually do some editing on this particular podcast. So Westboro Baptist Church said that they were going to protest all kinds of things, and they have not yet, have they?
I've heard. I haven't seen it.
All right. The one thing that I wanted to bring out in this particular article is, and this is a quote from Shirley Phelps Incest Roper. Westboro will picket Sandy Hook Elementary School to sing praise to God for the glory of his work in executing, that's a bad choice of words, his judgment.
No, that's exactly the choice of words they wanted.
Sure. So even they are blaming this on other things other than some whack job killing 20 kids and 6 teachers. I mean, it's amazing to me how many of these people in these groups are blaming something else other than the actual person that did the deed. And
yep.
We saw that with the dude up in Denver.
Yep.
With the Aurora shootings. Same thing. Nobody's blaming him.
No, it's not his fault.
No.
God did it.
Yeah.
Or gays and abortions.
Or there was not enough security at the theater. I mean, I heard that a bunch of times. Or it's the psychologist that was treating him that didn't tell people that he was a danger to society. No, this motherfucker did it. Blame him.
Part of the problem is the political correctiveness.
God.
You know, people that are mentally disabled are allowed to be part of society. Fuck them. You know what? At one time we called them retards.
Now they're mentally challenged.
You know what? People are, my brother told me I'm going to go to hell. You know what? If there's a hell, I'm fucking going.
I've been going before I did this show with
there's
you.
There's no heaven, there's no hell.
So yeah, that's
our brains.
I have thoughts on that for a different show.
Oh yeah. Okay, we're gonna roll into our Pat Robertson bash of the week. And
ugly.
Sometimes we like him for what he says. Most
once,
of the times,
once.
Okay, the first time we actually did this, we liked him for what he said. This is what he is now saying, and it's a 56-minute clip. I'm going to play for like 56-second clip. Sorry, I'm going to play about half of it. You got to hear it. Listen.
You know, a woman came to a preacher that I know. He's so funny. And she was awful looking. Her hair was all torn up and she was overweight and looked terrible, clothes bad and everything. And she said, "Oh, Reverend, what can I do? My husband has started to drink." And the preacher looked at her and said, "Madam, if I was married to you, I'd start to drink too."
Oh, my.
So there you go. That's Pat Robertson, and there is a lot of people that actually listen to him and follow every word he says.
I have some advice for the ugly lady: blow him,
because oral's better than written.
Better than written, that's right.
There we go. That'll fix it all every day. Okay, so we're actually winding down to this episode. Question of the week, which is kind of a thing that we're going to segue into in a later episode. For those of you who believe in the biblical account of creation of man, where does all of the fossil evidence of early hominids fit into this account?
It's a lie.
Because that is one of the main things that I struggled with the most, is we have this litany of fossil evidence that shows the evolution of man from a pre-subhuman ape-like creature into what we are today. Are these not the evolutionary trail that shows man evolved from these guys? And if not, what the hell are they? So, what are these evolutionary fossil evidence to you? Let us know. Because we're going to be talking about this in great detail in a very upcoming
and
soon episode.
Just so we know that you watched and listened, or not watched, we're not video.
We're not
so
watching.
So we know you listened to this. 72 is the number you need to put in your response.
Why?
No.
Okay.
So that way we know they listen.
See, apparently I'm not listening. All right, we're out of here. Check out our Facebook page daily because we post a lot more stuff there than we do on our website. I tend to ramble and post my long form stories on the website, but we post pictures and just little memes and whatever. What are they called?
Memes.
Whatever the fuck they're called. Pictures and memes and, you know, one-off kind of stuff. Mama.
What is our website?
HairOfTheDogma.com.
What is our Facebook page?
Facebook.com/HairOfTheDogma.
Oh my god, that's shocking. What is our Twitter page?
Twitter.com/HairOfTheDogma.
Could you ever decide to figure that out?
Just type in Hair of the Dogma and you will find us on every single thing that you could ever
pot.
We did. We wish. I don't pay for anything. We're doing this on the cheap.
Oh, wait.
What?
If you have questions.
Oh. Or you want to buy us a beer.
Tell us off. Use your big words.
Use your big words. Don't swear at us or be a militant troll because we won't accept it. You can reach me at Eli@HairOfTheDogma.com.
And you can reach me at
Each Me.
Can you
each
reach me, baby.
Each Me.
You can reach me at, Brandon@HairOfTheDogma.com. Imagine that, right? So, yeah, there you go. Send me an email.
That's
I'm lonely. I don't get enough spam from I don't get people telling me I need insurance enough.
Or erectile dysfunction medication.
I have that. I actually ordered that.
I need some.
God didn't help me. God hates me. Give me erectile dysfunction.
We're going straight to hell.
And
we're going to take the highway to get there.
Yeah.
From AC/DC.
AC/DC. Yeah, no, I don't want to just go to hell. I want to take the express. I'm going to shoot the fucking Pope.
There you go. thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a couple of weeks. And yeah, take the highway to hell, baby.